Hey, good morning, Jan.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Thank you. I can't see much yet, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. Hey, Rick. How you doing, my friend?
Good.
Good.
We got to leave in the middle again. We'll be out of here about 10 after or 15 after.
Man, thanks for serving, Rick. Rick's
good. No problem.
We'll try to... You know how I always say, I'm like, man, we'll definitely get it in time, and then we never do. So, I should not make promises that I can't keep.
Good morning.
And Jonathan's here.
Peggy's here twice.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
Oh, man. There's Jonathan's dad.
Hi, Bill and Peggy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad you're up already.
Yeah, bright and early. Hi, Carol.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Carol. Lindy.
Hi. Hi, Peggy. Hi, Pasta.
Hi, Lindy.
John's here, too. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen and Jim. Nice to see everybody.
Who else is there? John Filbert. Hello.
Yes.
Jim Holroyd.
The Filberts.
Hello, Jen.
Yeah. Hi, Lindy.
How's everybody this beautiful Sunday morning?
Beautiful. It is nice.
Mm-hmm. It's
pretty nice out there.
Yeah, it is.
We should be able to have a good outdoor service today. It should be good.
No.
Oh, yes, of course it is.
The drive-in service. I'm sorry, yeah, the drive-in service. Yeah.
Oh, drive-in.
For everyone at the drive-in, for me, it's an outdoor service.
Indeed, it is.
I'm outside.
Right. Yeah. I'm waiting for those Bermuda sharks.
Yeah. Man. Thanks for joining our session today. We are focusing on the topic of meditate on the good things, how important it is to think good thoughts and not let our thoughts go south. That's really the focus for today. And this is the fifth session of Anxious for Nothing. Next week, just so you have a heads up of where we're headed, next week we're going to just recap everything, so there's nothing new. It's just basically reviewing the five sessions and what's been taught so we can come away with something. And then just know that the next Sunday, February 21st, okay. February 21st, Merv Munster is going to be teaching for the season of Lent on the epistle lessons each week. And so that's really cool because sometimes we don't really hear much about those epistles, and he's really studying away. And boy, he's got a lot of treasures to share. I've been talking to him, and he's got them stored up and wants to just share. So it's going to be a great thing, I think. Before we begin, anything that you want to share with the group? I know we said hello, but does anyone want to share something, anything going on?
Our youngest is getting married on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Virtually.
It's a virtual wedding. Our youngest son, Jan, Morgan.
Son. Is this the one that lives with you?
No, this is the one that's in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to stop in Alabama on their way to his new job in Texas.
Or Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
Wow.
And going to get married in Alabama at a chapel. And it's pretty exciting. I'll be on Zoom.
Oh, good for you.
Yep. I don't know.
Standing 6 feet apart.
Are you supposed to cry at Zoom weddings? I don't know.
I think so, yes.
You only cry if they get closer than 6 feet to each other.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
My grandson cried at his own wedding.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. He was very, very emotional.
Part B of that story is that he got a job in Hammond, Louisiana, which is just outside of New Orleans. And we are trying to buy a condo there. We put in an offer yesterday.
Wow. Oh, really?
Keeping our fingers crossed. Yeah, in New Orleans, right in the French Quarter.
He's always wanted a place to live in there, so.
It's an excuse. I've always wanted to buy it, but it's never been practical.
Love that area.
So now we
will be your first visitors, because we go through, a lot of times we choose that southern route coming down from Georgia, so we will be your first.
We'll have to show you pictures of it. You may not want to stay in it because
is it up on stilts?
It's only 400 and some square feet. So
is it up on stilts?
No.
Nope. No, it's beautiful. We'll show you.
Hotel room.
We'll show you pictures, Peggy.
Okay.
Rick.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jan.
Does that mean you're moving there?
Oh, no. It's just
no way.
We're going to rent it out 11 months out of the year, go live there and bug our kids and hopefully grandkids later for a month every year, right after school.
That's great. I'll let you do that. Hi, Diane.
That's awesome.
Hi, Diane.
Okay, sorry. Awesome. Go ahead, Pastor.
No, that was great. That's exciting. And man, Morgan and Brooke, right?
Right.
Man, what really cool couple. That's so exciting to hear this news. It's good stuff. Anybody else have anything to share before we start up?
We're planting plants at the community garden. So, even though it's still winter, things are coming up and growing and we're getting ready.
That's February. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They come up and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. We do have a drive-in service at 11 o'clock. We are offering Holy Communion. So Rick and Kathy are going to they're going to leave early because they're serving at the service. So if you see them leave, they have full permission. And so that's at 11 o'clock, just so you know. Also, I wanted to let you know Monday night is when we're going to have a Zoom meeting just like this.
What time is it?
And in one of the boxes is going to be the missionary we're supporting from Cambodia, JP Sima. So it's just going to be like talking to each other, except he's in Cambodia. If you want to be a part of that, if you want to be a part of that phone call, please email me and let me know, and I will send you the Zoom link.
What time is that going to be?
That's going to be at 7 o'clock, Monday, February 8th.
What time is that in Cambodia?
Let's see. 7, 8, 9, 10. About 10 a.m.
Yeah, it's in the morning. Yep, Lindy's right. Yep, I tried scheduling him at 9 in the morning once, and that was 1 in the morning for him. Yeah. So,
yeah. They're probably about 15 hours ahead of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pastor Kids is out here.
Something else. Okay.
I just want to go through each week. Just a lot of things happen with our members, and some of it I shared. But things just happen just so rapidly these days, just with what's going on. So I just wanted to give a moment to update everyone on that. Dottie, I had a chance to visit Dottie a couple times. She's really, you know, her time, God is calling her home here is what's happening. We can give thanks. Hospice is really taking, an active role, and, Trudy is just so thankful for, the prayers, but also she feels very comforted by the care that hospice is giving. So, Dottie is able to speak at this moment. You can kind of hear her, but you know, it's not going to be, you know, much longer. Hospice is saying about 2 weeks.
Really?
So they gave that time frame. Carla is home.
Oh, wonderful.
So got a message from her. She got into that driveway. She's home. So that's a praise the Lord. I don't know if I shared this last week, but Gail Taylor has decided to move down to San Jose. So Gail is not with us. She'll come back and visit, I believe, but she's looking to permanently settle in San Jose. So just wanted to share that with everyone so you know that piece of information. Gail has served as our parish nurse. The last oh, I don't know, year and a half or so. Kathy Durling has also been serving as the parish nurse. So we have someone in that spot that's been there and been doing a great job, and that's Kathy Durling. So, and so Gail's kind of transitioning in a lot of ways down to San Jose. Also got news this week, and this isn't something to maybe call or act on, but just really to pray for. I didn't announce it to the entire congregation, but I know that you guys are in prayer. And this person just really wants prayer focus. Joyce Holroyd has, she had a fall this week and ended up breaking her wrist. So I don't know what that means as far as she's seeing a doctor and trying to figure out what the next step would be. And then Kathy DeYoung's really continuing to have some significant challenges. And so we need to uplift her. And it's very just befuddling is the only word that I can come up with. It's almost as if there's something that the doctors just can't find that's really causing her to not be able to breathe and just function. So we need to uplift Kathy as well in our prayers. So, okay. I think that does it.